We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, Grinders! Welcome to Roto Grinders today. I'm Jordan Cooper, a.k.a. Blender Ed, Blender HD. You're going to follow me on Twitter. And it's Tuesday, April 9th. We'll be taking a look at the 13-game NHL slate tonight on DraftKings. Hit that thumbs up button on your way in the door. Give me those thumby thumbs. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell to know when we go live. Join with me because we're talking NHL. And it's a Tuesday. We got to do alliteration. Tuesdays with Tim Buell, who I get the sense with only about a little over a week left in the regular season, you're kind of done with NHL. It's MLB time. NHL is, you know, the contests are getting smaller. It's at that point. MLB, you'll feel like that at the end of July, right? At the July, it'll be like, yeah. When does NFL come? NHL. You love it for most of the season, and just like, okay, I'm kind of done.
I love watching NHL, but when the contests get this bad for DFS, it's tough to play DFS. I'm a genuine fan of the NHL, though. I like to watch. Playoff NHL is the best. Best in all of sports, I think. So I'll be watching, but DFS, it's all about baseball now. This is going to be probably my last day playing NHL DFS. Maybe I'll play Saturday or Thursday, but this is getting down to the nitty-gritty for NHL DFS contests.
Well, if we take a look at tonight's slate, I'm playing five lineups tonight. You know, mostly mid. I'm playing the low. I mean, there's not much there. So it's like I'm playing two into the 20, into the 44. I'm playing three more into like the 10K to first, whatever, the poke check and whatever. It's not that much volume. For a 13 game slate, I only play on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Looking over the projections and looking over the matchups and everything and seeing who's in, who's out. I don't know, for a 13-game slate, I think we would agree on one of two things, and I think maybe you agree with the second thing as well. Colorado 1 is easily the top play, and they may, for a 13-game slate, be like the overwhelming chalk.
Yeah, I think they are going to be by far the chalkiest line on the slate. But, I mean, if you look at our Stacks Values page, Tampa Bay 1 is hanging right in there. They're only decimal points behind Colorado 1. So I don't know if they're going to be, like, the overwhelmingly, like, best play necessarily because Tampa Bay 1 is in a unbelievable spot. They do have a 4.2 total against Columbus. So I'm not necessarily sold that, like, you know, Colorado's got to be your top stack necessarily, but I do think that most likely, I would assume Colorado will be the higher owned of the two, but that 4.2 total really sticks out to me for Tampa.
Well, I think it's just a byproduct of price. It's like with Rantanen and out,
right?
Like line one, all power play guys. It's MacKinnon at home, 10.3K. Obviously, he's going to be the chalkiest guy in the whole slate. But like, yep. Lehkonen and Drouin, they're both in the mid fours. I mean, like, it's just so easy to piece those two together. And then on the Tampa right. Bay side, like Tampa Bay, it'll be like to play Point and Kucherov together, like they're spread out a little bit more. So it's like there's, I think people may go to like Nicholas Paul for like the power play correlation. So you get like Paul, Kucherov, Point, Hedman, maybe, because 13.8 projection for 6,300 is pretty damn good. It's a little bit more spread out. Like you can see line two scoring for Tampa Bay, right? But for Colorado, it just feels like where's Colorado here? It just feels like Colorado scores five goals. Like, is Yakov Trenin doing the work? I mean, like, it just
if I roster them, it will be
right. I feel like Tim and GPPs. If you're gonna play MacKinnon, don't play him as a one off.
No, yeah, I completely agree with that statement. Do not. I would not play MacKinnon as a one off here. He's bringing some if not all of this value with him. So I would not play him as a one off.
But the thing is that on Tampa Bay, I think you could play Kucherov as a one-off.
Yeah, you probably can. If I told you
Colorado and Tampa Bay were the same ownership, who would you rather play?
That's an interesting question. If they were the exact same ownership, I think I'd play. Well, I'd have
right.
to dig
remember,
into
this
the
is price, I, this is also price considered.
Right,
I mean,
right. I'd have to dig because in a vacuum, I like the spot better for Tampa Bay. I like the matchup better for Tampa Bay. So I have to consider other value on the slate because they are so much more expensive than Colorado. But in a vacuum, I think this is a way better spot for the Lightning. So, you know, but it essentially like Kucherov and Point, that's like over 18K. That's like the same as getting all three of Colorado one. So, you know, it's tough. But in a vacuum, I like the spot better for the Lightning.
When you're talking about value, obviously you could go to our stacks page, right? This is part for our premium members. You get this, you get the lineup HQ with our projections, our ownership, the slate summary, the expert survey. You get all of our statistical projections. And let me tell you, NHL props the past 2 weeks have been, I mean, I know it's just positive variance. I mean, in general, like it's virtually impossible for me not to be profitable this season in NHL props using our projections. I mean, I would have to literally like kind of lose every bet ever, like for the next right. like week and a half, for like lose like every, like literally every single one to wipe out all that profit. So that's yeah. unlikely to happen. But you get the statistical projections that you could download yourself. You could use in Excel. We also have the prop model that you'll show you the top 20. In NHL, you could use that. So if you want a premium membership here, a combo premium gets you everything. So you get NBA, which includes NHL includes the playoffs too, right? You get MLB, you get MMA. We got a big UFC pay-per-view, UFC 300 coming up. You get all of it. And we're running a deal right now, 6-month premium membership, $250 off, which is almost, it's like getting like 2 months free for, I don't know why they're doing it. Right, but they are. So click on that link in the description. Join us in the Discord, rotogrinders.com/Discord. So the stack page, what I like about the stack page is that I sort by value and just kind of look and see, like, Like where some cheaper lines that at least have a decent like average projection. I'm not counting Montreal power play too. So like, yeah, it's because they're all like 2,500 and their average projection is six. I'm probably not winning a GPP that way. I see here, we see San Jose, right? Because they're always cheap. They're facing Calgary, which is a pretty good matchup for them. I mean, the Flames are a better match. I mean, Sharks are awful. We see, you know, like Montreal too. That's not worth it. Also, the Devils, who are fairly decent underdogs here, but they moved their lines around where, like, Dawson Mercer is now playing on line one. I'm not a big Dawson Mercer guy. Toronto, I have no problem playing teams against Toronto, nor do I have a problem playing teams against Tampa Bay. Like, these are the types of teams that they score a lot of goals, but they also give up a lot of goals. If you're looking for value on this slate, like if you're not going to play Colorado, you're not going to play Tampa Bay, are you looking more at these types of teams? Like the Devils or the Flyers, even like Flyers line two, I guess.
I don't know.
They really have, you can play any of their top six.
I don't really know what to do with the Flyers. They've lost like seven or eight games in a row. They've completely fallen apart at the end of the season. They look so, so bad. I know that we're not supposed to base our decisions on recency bias, but they're like out of control, like blowing up at the end of the year.
What a better get right spot than against the Canadiens.
They've had a few of these get right spots. They keep blowing it big time. They've had a really soft schedule down the stretch, and they've lost like seven in a row. So I'm really pretty scared to click on any Flyer right now, but I agree with you. It is technically a good spot, and their prices are very reasonable. So if I don't know if I would get to them in a 3-max, but maybe, you know, in a large field GPP, stack that Konechny line, maybe that line one even, or some kind of like power play one, like combination stack. That's really affordable. Montreal does not have very good penalty kill, but the Flyers also don't have a very good power play. So it's kind of, I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous about going anything Flyers right now. They've looked so awful lately in the past 2 weeks.
How about the Devils though, against the Maple Leafs?
Yeah, I mean it's decent. That line one is certainly affordable. I'm not crazy about it. I'm trying to see if the Devils are still in the playoff hunt at all. Not really. They're 5 points back with four to go, so they're pretty much out of it. There's only like one spot left for playoff splendor, and that's the last wild card spot in the East. So there's like a really, really crowded Eastern Conference for the last wild card spot.
Dave said to reload it that Mercer is going to be on line three tonight.
Okay.
So let me reload that. Oh yeah. So that kind of takes it that essentially. Oh, okay. So, okay. This is interesting that Hischier and Hughes are going to be on line one together. Okay. This kind of takes the Devils out of play for me. Like now this line is just too expensive for what this is.
Very, very expensive.
I don't mind playing Timo Meier on the second line as a one-off.
Me neither. I wouldn't mind that at all. I wouldn't mind playing Meier as a one-off at all. But yeah, that line one now is super, super expensive. Not an amazing spot. So
Team with a pretty high team total and a good matchup against Ottawa.
That's Florida my team. Panthers. This is
Tarasenko is probably going to be chalky in cash games, I'm assuming, at 4,100. I think they're competitively priced. I mean, outside of Tarasenko, all these other guys are kind of competitively priced. I think Forsling, you know, because they're missing what Oliver Ekman-Larsson is going to be out, and kind of like they don't really have much defensively here available. What are your thoughts on playing the Panthers? Playing something like my instinct is to play Barkov, Tarasenko, Forsling. But of course, like Matthew Tkachuk could always shoot like 9 times.
See, he's my guy that I'd like to play. I would like to play Tkachuk. He's 7-3 in this matchup. Seems really, really absurdly cheap. Ottawa is just so leaky defensively. This game's being played in Florida. He's 7-3 for him. That's way too cheap. Like his shot floor in this matchup, I'd imagine, is very, very strong. I wouldn't mind doing like a Tarasenko, Barkov, Tkachuk power play one. You know, get some exposure to that line too, and then you know doing. Obviously you can add Reinhardt. You could. I prefer maybe leaving him off. But Tkachuk is my favorite individual play on Florida, and he's probably my favorite individual play on the slate, not named, you know, Nathan MacKinnon, not named, you know, Nikita Kucherov, you know, outside of the big name studs, the big, you know, the big dogs. He's probably my favorite play on the slate.
We're getting to the end of the NHL season. I don't think TJ is going to be coming back on the show for NHL. We're doing a lot more MLB, just to let you know, right? Right, because next Thursday is the end of the NHL season. So it'll be more MLB focused on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But TJ is Dollar General. To me, he's always Dollar General. Finding the cheap stack. Now, he goes into the bargain, but he goes into Dollar General and then goes into the sale rack of Dollar General to find the really, really line three guys or something. If you're gonna play Colorado one with like Makar, if you're gonna play a full power play, you know, Tampa Bay type of lineup, if you're playing Austin Matthews and it's some of like the expensive Maple Leafs or something. From a value perspective, to get a nice 3 or 4 man value stack, I mentioned San Jose earlier. They're at home. Yep. They're against Calgary. I mean, Zetterlin, Granlund, Eklund, they're not the cheapest, but they're cheap enough.
I mean, I was looking even cheaper at the Kings' third line. Laferriere, Fiala, and Dubois. Laferriere is 2.6, Dubois is 3.5, and Fiala is 5.6, which is pretty expensive for Dollar General. But altogether, you know, they're a little bit over 11,000. So I don't know. That's a pretty good, really good spot for the Kings too. I think the Kings can continue to move up in seeding also in the Western Conference. So. They're still trying to win games. This is an absolute cupcake matchup. So I really like, if you're looking for a Dollar General type stack, I would look to that Kings third line. I also have interest in Seattle. Seattle, okay, top to bottom. Yeah.
That's exactly. Yeah, I was like, what do you like? And then I was going to go Seattle. Right. McCann is going to be out, right?
Okay. Yep. It looks like he's projected to be out. Yep.
And, I mean, the problem with Seattle is that they're all cheap, but they all, I mean, like, my first instinct is to play line two, actually, right, Eberle Schwartz.
Yep.
But, I mean, you can play Beniers, Burakovsky, Bjorkstrand, I had no problem. You can even play Gord, Tolvanen. I mean, it's just that they're all, like, it feels like, I think line one has the highest floor, but line two has the highest ceiling. Like someone like Jaden Schwartz to me, he either gets there or he dies. Like either, right? Like I've played these lines before, and I feel like Beniers is less likely to score a lot of points, but most likely going to probably give you 8 to 10 in some facet with an assist or something. Like that. Bjorkstrand has a ceiling. Burakovsky does shoot. But,
yep. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can make, to me, my attitude would be play line one or line two. And I don't care that much about the power play correlation because they kind of split time on the power play anyway.
Yep. And I would make sure to check on the Vince Dunn news. I don't know if Dane has an update on that or not, but Vince Dunn's usually the point man on the PP1. He's obviously rejected out right now. So Schultz at PP1 at 3.4 against the Coyotes. Riker Evans is pretty cheap, PP2. So both those guys, I think, are viable, assuming that Dunn remains out. I do not have an update on his status, so I'm not sure on that. But this entire team, like if I was making multiple teams tonight, I would fill in a lot of my value pieces with the Seattle team because, like you said, line one, line two, you can play both of them. And if you really need Dollar General status, line three is viable. So, and these defensemen, assuming Dunn is out, both Schultz and Evans, I think, are good plays for value.
And also, I mean, you could also pair like Larson for even. Strength.
Yeah. Yep.
So, from a value standpoint, I mean, just from a one-off perspective, would you say that? Would you rank it kind of like Lehkonen 1 at 4,500, Tarasenko 2 at 4,100, and then kind of like any of these Seattle guys, like kind of like. I mean, Burakovsky at 3,200 seems like I could get a goal.
I think, definitely. I mean, I think that's a really, really strong play. We're seeing a lot of San Jose at the top of our projections, at the top of our points per dollar projections right now, like Eklund and I guess and Kunin also. So we're getting to some San Jose at super, super cheap. We're looking at some cheap Tampa Bay guys.
Mostly Nicholas Paul, I guess. And also you got the Columbus guys. Like, can you talk to me? Cause I read the slate summary like last week, with Columbus that like our projections prefer Voronkov over Cole Sillinger. But it seems like Cole Sillinger plays more than Voronkov.
I would have to look into.
Because Taylor mentioned it like in the previous games. It's like with these guys, with so many people out, and I mean, Columbus is dead, so it doesn't matter. That right. The coach just seems to trust because they have all their centers out. I mean, like Jenner's out, Fantilli's out, like all these guys are out. And he just says that based on time on ice, that it feels like the coach just trusts Cole Sillinger more at center than anyone else on the roster.
You would think who Voronkov skates with Nylander and Gaudreau, that he would be better projected. I would feel more comfortable clicking on Voronkov's name over Sillinger. There must just be a time on ice thing. Must be. Although Marchenko's pretty good at 4-3 with Sillinger, you know, so, but I don't think I'd want to play them tonight, even though they are dirt cheap. I think the Lightning are going to dominate this game.
And also the Lightning have Vasilevsky in goal and not their garbage goalkeeper.
That's true too. That's true too.
If you want to just go by, I mean, I'm not a big, you know, care that much about who's in net for some of these teams, but, Whenever I see, the really bad, whenever Comrie's in net for the Sabres, it's like, let's load up on their opponent, right?
Yes.
Is there any other games that you'd want to talk about that stand out?
Well, I would say that, you know, standing out, like, in terms of cross-offs, like, cross-off for me is Carolina-Boston. Cross-off for me is New York versus New York. A lot of pretty easy cross-offs there because you're going to have to trim on such a large slate, right? Like, you have to, like, be pretty aggressive trimming. So I would definitely
trim those. How about this Capitals-Red Wings game? Doesn't this have playoff implications?
This is the biggest real-life game of the night by far. This is the biggest This is a huge real life game. Not really sure what I want to do about it in terms of fantasy. I think that line one is pretty cheap for Detroit, fully correlated on the power play as well. The Capitals can get really leaky defensively. I don't hate them in GPPs. I mean, $6,400 for Dylan Larkin is, I mean, we used to pay $7,500 for this guy. I would like to see what his projected ownership is going to be, because if it's really low, I don't mind this line one for Detroit at all. Obviously, you can always one off Ovechkin if you want.
You can always one off Pacioretty as well at 3,500.
You could do that. But this is definitely the game like that I'm going to be watching as a fan, you know. But in terms of DFS, I think Detroit one is really cheap, and you have full correlation, so that's a it's an interesting line to keep an eye out in terms of ownership later in the day.
Would you consider Buffalo Dallas to be? I mean, it seems like that there's a, that I, it feels like Buffalo Dallas. There could be goals in this game, and you don't get any of them right. And no one gets, like, they get spread out enough that no one gets there. That, like, yep. Maybe you could play, like, one of the defensemen or something. Just look at how many people that could score in this game. I mean, this is, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to find their 3.7 implied total for Dallas. That's pretty good. But like you said, it can get super spread out on that team. So that used to be such a one-line dominant team with hints, Robertson and Pavelski, but now it seems way more spread out. They have so much more good depth on that team. So I kind of agree with you that, you know, it's kind of a spread out situation.
How about the Jets, Nash? I mean, playing Philip Forsberg when no one's playing him? I mean,
yeah.
He's there, attention. But I mean, I would much, if you told me that Forsberg was 3% owned and Matthew Tkachuk was 5% owned, I'll still play Tkachuk, right?
Yeah.
And we're getting big news. Jack Hughes will not play tonight for the Devils. It'll be Mercer to the top power play unit.
Ooh.
That makes the Devils a little bit more appealing from a price perspective, but I would think you would agree with me. No Jack Hughes in the Devils lineup makes the Devils worse. Like as a team.
Yes.
They're cheaper definitely. Now, but right. Their performance may not be good.
Yes, that is definitely true. But they still have a really capable top six, you know, like Nico Hischier, Timo Meier. They're very, very talented players. So it's not like the end of the world for New Jersey, but you are right. In general, yes, this is a big loss for, but it's such a good matchup though, too. It's a really good, really like top tier matchup for New Jersey. So I can't cross off guys like Hischier, Bratt, and Meier.
But how about back to this Jets Predators game? I mean, I'm on a 13 game slate. I mean, if you need the Predators, if Forsberg scores a hat trick, so be it. It'll be low enough owned that,
right?
I don't care. I feel like 8,600 at this point. 8,600 Forsberg.
Yeah, I have basically no interest in this game outside of the Predators goalie. He's the only play that I'm considering from this game.
I think we're good. We talked kind of about every game. How about the Flames against the Sharks? I mean, the Sharks.
I was just gonna bring that up. I feel like we have to bring up the Sharks' opponent. You know, Kuzmenko.
But their lines are so spread out. I feel like with the Flames, it's one of those whack-a-mole. All the top three lines kind of play evenly.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I know. But I mean, I feel like I feel like they have to be part of a portfolio of teams, right? Like, if you're building 10, 20, you have to have some exposure to the Flames, in my opinion.
I liked it better when Mangiapane was out, because at least it eliminated another winger, right?
Right. Yeah, I would be looking at line one or line two, or just a like a PP1 stack.
I can't pay $6,800 for Kadri on this slate.
I don't know. He has a ceiling. He does.
Sure, of course he has a ceiling. But I'd rather play Barkov at $7,200.
Oh, definitely.
I'd rather play Nico Hischier at 6,700. Like, sure. It's just like, why am I paying for Kadri when there's other people in this range?
True.
That project better and correlate with other pieces. Like, I could play Tarasenko in a Barkov lineup. I could play Timo Meier in a Nico Hischier lineup. I mean, just feels like that. But I mean, the one guy that I like on the Flames the most is Mackenzie Weegar. Because he's he's like playing like half the game now. I mean, like,
I know.
Like, I see the game logs of like 28, 30 minutes. I mean, against the Sharks, if he's going to be on the top defensive pair and power play one, I mean, there's no better floor ceiling comment. If you could afford it at six, I mean, to me, I would rather play Weegar over like Makar and Josie. I almost feel like it's like to get a guy that's going to play nearly 30 minutes in this matchup, sign me up.
Yeah, no, I don't mind doing a one-off of Weegar.
Anything else? This is your last NHL slow show of the season.
This will be, yes. Yeah. Right. Next
you'll
week.
You'll be on the show in the future. Just we'll be talking MLB.
Yeah, we'll be doing baseball. Yeah.
Right. So any general thoughts on the entire NHL season or what to look out for in the playoffs? Anything you want to tell NHL people that played NHL DFS about, you know, since you don't want to talk about it, you're like, I'm going to watch the games. I'm not going to care that much about DFS other than MLB and other stuff.
Right.
So here I'm letting you get your last word in about NHL.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the people in our Discord channel. You guys have all been great. Back-to-back years, it's been awesome. Great working with Dane and Taylor and you, Blunder. So thank you. And Blunder, it's your first year playing hockey. You did great, right?
Profitable.
Yeah, I knew you would. I knew you would. So yeah, it's been awesome hanging out with everybody, and I look forward to doing it next year.
Dane says we need a cup pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, odds not considered. I think it's got to be Colorado, but I haven't looked at the odds. They are, in my opinion, by far the best team.
But NHL is the type of thing where, I mean, a team could get hot and be like in the seventh seed could win.
NHL playoffs are the most, it's like the most fun, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in sports, in my opinion. It's so intense and so good. And like every moment is so big. It's like soccer, Blunder. Like really, like everything that happens is really important.
Well, it's like soccer if NHL, the playoffs were only two games each.
Right, right.
Right, yeah. They did a home and away, and that's it. And they had an aggregate score, and that would be it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always putting in why soccer is the most exciting sport.
I love soccer. It's just the contests aren't great outside of a few, like, Saturday slates or obviously the World Cup, you know.
Well, those are the slates that I play.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a Champions League slate today. It's only two games because it's, you know, we're into the knockout rounds of the Champions League, but
what is it like, the Euro League that goes off Saturday mornings at 10? What is that?
No, the English Premier League.
That's the Premier League. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I play those.
I play all of those. So Saturday morning, I'm always around for that. We got projections for that as well. That's part of the Combo Premium package, right? So click on that link in the description and get that discount. Hit that thumbs up button on your way out the door. Hit the subscribe button if you're new here. We got We got MLB, Grinders Live. We got baseball today. We got basketball. We got everything here. Obviously, if you're a premium member, we'll have the slate summary, expert survey, everything out for NHL today. Tomorrow will be on. We're talking MLB. We're talking not only DFS, but props as well, and some betting stuff with Will. And Tim, thanks. Thank you. You thank everyone. Thank you for making the NHL Discord channel the best in the business. And I mean, I got a quick, you know, top-notch NHL DFS education, right? NHL, especially in the beginning of the season. Final question for you.
Yep.
Compared to October, how much more do I remember? One, what players are on what teams, and two, how to pronounce their names.
You did great with what players play on certain teams. Your pronunciation could use a little work, but it's not
okay. So I'm not getting an A+ on that.
No, not quite, but a B plus.
Right.
Yeah.
But I remember who's on what team. Unless some weird guy from the AHL shows up and
I don't know the AHL guys. So I don't blame you for that.
Jax fan says, thanks for all the helpful info the last couple of months. Well, thank you. Hit that thumbs up button. Show your appreciation for the free content here. We got Grinders Live later today. I'll be back tomorrow with Will to talk MLB. Because that's what I do here, Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Eastern, talking about all things you're thinking about. Daily fantasy props and pick 'em on Roto Grinders today.